Have you settled in? How are your living arrangements, like your house and everything? You all comfortable?
Well, we're comfortable, but I'm at the Town Place Suites over by Mall of America, so I'm keeping it pretty simple right now in a hotel room with my wife and a six-month-old son. So it's part of the deal. We knew it was coming, and we're also looking for houses this afternoon, process.
When you were here for Super Bowl week, you drove around a lot, but you didn't actually, look for signs and lawns? Or that was way too early in the process, right?
That was a little premature, for sure. But we also wanted to see the world thaw a little bit and hopefully, get to see things in the spring as opposed to in the dead of winter. So we're on that process right now. We'll hopefully be able to be making an offer by the end of the week and hopefully be into something by minicamp.
Now, being that close to Mall of America with kids and with a wife, I know the deal was good and everything, but there are a lot of stores in Mall of America, man.
Yeah, I know. My wife does a pretty good job of staying disciplined, but it is close proximity, and it's a great spot. You hear about it. It's the most famous mall really in the world, probably, and it lived up to the hype. You got everything you need there. It's very convenient, and it's a lot of fun, especially in this climate. If you just want to be inside, be able to move around and be active, it's a great spot.
I was doing my radio show at Radio Row the week leading up to the Super Bowl, and I saw you walking around there at obviously an awkward time because you're here. Washington trades for Alex Smith. So, when you were walking around in there, how much were you getting pulled on, simply not only because of what was next, but what had just happened?
Oh, there was a lot going on that week. It was a lot to process, and fortunately, it all worked out, and it was a great week that week, stayed busy, but we really enjoyed our visit. I think that was the first step in feeling like this could be a potential landing spot was how positive that week was spending time here.
Kirk, off-season workouts are taking place right now. What happens at off-season workouts compared to organized team activities, mini camp, and the rest?
Yeah, OTAs are really a true official practice day where we put on helmets, we go out there, offense, first defense, and we have a true practice. Right now, we aren't able to do that. So the first 2 weeks, we're only allowed to work out with the strength coaches on the field. If there's a football present, coaches can't be on the field. Ooh. And then we have meeting time to install the offense and have that classroom work. And then we do that for 2 weeks and then have 3 weeks of on-field work, but not going against the defense. It's not competitive. We're just working on air, getting a feel for one another with the coaches coaching us up. So that starts next week. We'll do that for 3 weeks and then finally finish with about 3 or 4 weeks of true practices, which is what I'm really looking forward to.
So what positives can you gain now? I know it's a slow build, but this seems like the slowest of the slow builds.
Yeah, right now it is the basics. We're learning our ABCs, counting to 10. It's the very beginnings, learning formations, learning the snap count. I'm watching cut-ups of, Kendall Wright's targets last year in Chicago so I can get to understand what he does well and in the past what he's done. So I'm just trying to learn the basics of players, which, in my year 4, 5, and 6 in Washington, I wasn't doing. I was trying to build on what I had already done in years 1, 2, and 3. So that's part of being new to the system and then also having a lot of other new players around you. We're all trying to learn the basics of one another and then carry that over into further and further development, which will show up through OTAs and minicamp.
Kirk Cousins, quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings, joining us at Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center. Speaking of this facility, U.S. Bank Stadium, just overall, what do you think of the accommodations here?
It's hard to put into words how strong this facility is, the stadium, just the quality, the commitment to excellence, even this studio we're in. It's just outstanding to have access like this to the workday is so much easier. Everything just feels like it's downhill and it's the wind's at your back when you're working in a facility like this. So excited to be able to make this place our home away from home. And it really is a sanctuary for us to get here, turn off, all the distractions and just focus on football. It's a great place to go to work every day.
A week and a half ago, did you, your kids, your family do anything fun when we got a foot and a half of snow?
Well, unfortunately, my wife and my son stayed back home in Atlanta because they didn't want to be stuck in an airport for 2 days. So I ended up coming up here by myself and spent the first week alone in the hotel, which with all the snow and the cold by yourself wasn't the best. But it's good to have them up here now and we're getting settled and just kind of getting our bearings, learning the lay of the land and how to get around the city. And I discovered what traffic on 494 looks like. So I'm learning all the ins and outs, but really enjoying it. And it's just fun to be back in the Midwest. I was at Cabela's last night, and there was a guy working there at the store named Evan who had just received us with open arms. And everywhere I go, there's just people who are very welcoming and just saying, hey, bring that Super Bowl home to Minnesota.
Yeah, it's all fun and games until Evan contacts you for two good ones on the 50 and hopefully the NFC title game. You know what I mean?
That's right. No doubt. Hopefully I can deliver.
Hey, remember those waiters I gave you back in April, man? I'm calling calling them the favor now. Kirk Cousins on the 9 to noon show. When the roster is set, will you take your offensive lineman to a fancy dinner into the season, just like for added protection?
No, you're always trying to build a bridge with guys. I was talking to my wife last night how we should, you know, before all the rookies get in here, we should take the offense out to dinner maybe next week somewhere. So I'm open to suggestions. Well, as many guys that can come, yeah, I think it's an open invitation. But, you know, I'll need some suggestions on a restaurant in the area, and hopefully we can make it work. But, you know, things like that are important. I think it's fun to get away from the facility and then still be spending time with your teammates so that it's not always around work.
I know the Washington days are in the rearview mirror, but, you know, in the brief chats we've had, I've been wanting to ask you, how did you and they reinvent Vernon Davis's career? Because I remember in the two games we were there, not only was he a handful every single game, but things had fallen off for him. Then he comes to play with you guys, and he was a stud.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. I never understood how he left San Francisco and how he left Denver without a bigger fight from those teams, because when we got him, I was thinking there was some kind of catch, that there was a wart, that there was some reason why two organizations had let him leave their building. And to this day, I still haven't found what that was. I mean, he's a 4-3 guy still at his age. He's a great teammate. He's always positive no matter what's going on. He comes to work every day. He stayed healthy. He could catch the football. He could block. And we found ways to use him. He helped me certainly get to where I am in my career. So I'll always sing Vernon's praises and just found him to be a great teammate. And, you know, would love to reunite with a guy like that someday. Hopefully he can continue to find the fountain of youth and have success.
NFL draft begins tomorrow. When you were drafted out of Michigan State, what was that time like for you? And during your time backing up RG3, what was that time like?
Well, what I'm going through right now, in a way, feels like April, May of 2012 all over again, because of moving to a new city, learning your way around a new facility, learning a new offense, new teammates. I mean, this is the first time I've had to do that since I was drafted. So it feels like deja vu a little bit, but it was a process. You know, you have to just, you know, as Coach Stefanski said the other day, you know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Mm. So you don't think about eating the whole thing. You think about just today, how can I get better as a quarterback? How can I take another step in mastering this offense? And that was the same approach as a rookie. You understand you're way behind. You have a long ways to go in this league, but you just try to take the next step and believe that if you keep taking next steps, that good things will happen. And I look back now after 6 years and realize it was a great thing for me to go to Washington to develop there, and then to be able to come here as a, you know, much more developed quarterback ready to take on the role here.
I love Kevin, and I've known him for a decade and change. Yeah, I didn't know he ate elephant. I mean, I don't even think Evan from Cabela's eats elephant.
I don't think Evan eats elephant, no, Kevin's been great. I love the meeting time with him. So sharp.
Very smart guy.
He has a bright future. You know, I think he's an offensive coordinator, head coach waiting to happen, and it's exciting to have that many talented coaches. When you start with Coach Zimmer, his organization and team meetings, the way he's teaching us situational football each and every day at our team meetings right now is outstanding. And then Coach Flip's organization, the fact that he's been around so many great coaches, and Coach Peterson, Coach Reich, he's been in Oakland, he's been all over the league. He's got great experience and great attention to detail and understands the quarterback position. Then you add Coach Stefanski and who he's been around and what he's learned. I feel spoiled to have so many great people around me leading me and teaching me the game.
Does the general manager give you any say in draft picks?
I don't want that job right now, but no, I definitely trust, you know, Rick and the team and the decisions they're going to make, George Payton, all those people, and you know, think highly of their opinions and where we're going as an organization. Unfortunately, there's a lot of players on this roster already, so now you're starting to look at pieces you can add to supplement what you already have, as opposed to trying to draft somebody to really be the foundation of the entire team.
Do you have any interest in the personnel side of the game?
I do have interest in being around the game long term. I don't think coaching's in the cards for me. As a player, I'm too used to having the ball in my hands. To give that up would be hard, but I do think evaluating and being around the game of football one way or another, whether it's broadcasting or being in management, would be fun. But the better I play as a player, the more doors are going to be open for me in those roles in the future. So I know that first I got to take care of business on the field, and then I think I'll have my options.
What do you know about Dalvin Cook and how he plays?
Well, I know he's a really good football player. I know he had a tough injury last year, and he's working very hard every day in his rehab to get back to full strength. And the coaches are really excited about what they have in him going forward. And it'll be fun to have a dynamic running back on first and second down that you can give the ball to, and then just basically have a front row seat to watch him do special things. So I'm looking forward to that. But first things first, let's get him healthy and get him back out there.
A couple of quickies to close for Kirk Cousins, quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings from the Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center. I saw something on your Twitter feed yesterday called the wake-up call. where you're doing something with quarterbacks who are going to be drafted and probably tomorrow. Is that accurate, and what's the wake-up call?
Yeah, it was an opportunity for me in the offseason to get around some of the young quarterbacks who are coming into the league. And I look back on my career, and the opportunity to sit down with John Gruden before the draft was very valuable to me. I ended up going to John every single offseason, flew down to Tampa and spent about 2 or 3 days with him each offseason from then on because of the introduction that happened before the draft. And so I look back and wish there were more NFL quarterbacks who had reached out who said, hey, I'm an available resource. Here's some thoughts I have on your college film. Here's some thoughts I have on you entering the league. If I had had that from a veteran pro quarterback, that would have made a major difference for me. So I wanted to make myself available and be able to reach out to these guys, get to know them a little bit, teach them a little bit about what the league is like, and then also say, hey, I'm here for you if you ever need me going forward. And so it was great to introduce myself to them, to get to know them, learn what makes them tick, how they've gotten to where they are, and then now be able to follow them through their career up ahead.
Who were the quarterbacks?
It was Josh Allen, Kurt Benkert, and Kyle Aletta. We got those three, and it's a good experience for me to be able to connect with them, and we're hoping we can do it each offseason. I think it's mutually beneficial for both sides, both parties, to be able to learn from one another.
Last one. Kirk, do you feel being inquisitive is an important trait for a quarterback to possess, like talking and texting with people with whom you work and asking questions? Is that an important trait?
Absolutely. I'm a question asker by nature, and I think that that's the best way to learn is to ask questions. And I'm always trying to be inquisitive, hopefully not to the point of being annoying, but no, I'm always trying to learn from the people around me.
Good luck with that house.
Thanks so much. We're excited about just getting settled here, getting a house, you know, kind of getting embedded into the community, and it takes time, but can't wait for that to happen.
Kirk Cousins, quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, 9 to noon, is at the Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center a day in front of the draft, and we'll be back after this.